Since the pandemic first hit the state 22 months ago, Tanisha Brady has made both patrons and stylists in her hair salon wear masks. And she wears one when she shops. So she's been discouraged in recent months as cases rose astronomically and hospitals began, as Carney put it, bursting at the seams.
It blows my mind, actually, the amount of people that still are not wearing their masks. So I've seen people with them, but I've also seen more people than I would have expected without them.
Brady said she noticed an instantaneous change Tuesday morning when Carney's latest order went into effect. She says it's about time people no longer had the option to go into a grocery store, pharmacy, gym, restaurant, or a salon without a mask.
It was absolutely necessary because if we ever want to get out of this hole that we're in, people have got to do what we need to do. And if wearing a mask is what we need to do, then that's what we need to do.
Brady spoke with WHYY while picking up lunch at Honey Bee Kitchen and Market in Wilmington's Trolley Square. It's a space where owner Karen Igo has long had this rule: no mask, no entry, no exceptions. And you better cover your nose, too. Igo's policy hasn't always endeared her to customers.
We've definitely had a little bit of pushback. I've definitely been cursed at, yelled at, had a mask thrown at me once, but I've gotten real good at showing people the door.
Igo believes businesses have had the responsibility to protect employees and patrons alike, but can't disagree with Carney's decision to make it mandatory, certainly during the worst surge of the coronavirus. 760 people are now hospitalized, 60% above the previous peak a year ago.
It ain't looking good, so yeah, I guess it's a good thing now that we have to do that, although it is hard on the businesses.
Carney said this week he was reluctant to mandate masks, even though hospital leaders urged him to do so as facilities exceeded capacity in recent weeks. He had lifted the indoor masking requirement in late May, but kept it for schools and government buildings. At the Walgreens near Honey Bee, a dozen or so people inside were all masked up. Customer Ellen Loudon says it's proof that the mandate was necessary.
They won't do it unless you tell them to. I have 4 kids in school and they all wear their masks and then never complain one bit, so they know they need to wear them to be safe.
Walgreens manager Nick Mancuso said he can't order customers to put them on, though Carney's rule says merchants must offer masks to violators or curbside service. But Mancuso feels for healthcare workers.
I know people that work in the hospitals, and I know how overwhelmed they're getting with people going in. I think at the end of the day, masks do help.
5 miles away at a shopping plaza off Kirkwood Highway, the door at an Acme supermarket had a small sign that said masks are required. Customer Salah Dambois said she and her husband are wholehearted supporters.
Yeah, we're fine with it. I mean, you take care of each other. That's what you're supposed to do. I think some people don't realize that you're not wearing the mask for you, wearing it for other people.
Not everyone at Acme was in compliance, though. One man without a mask huffed that he didn't know about the mandate and dashed off without answering any other questions. Another said it was in his pocket and slowly put one on. Then there were William and Virginia Zickraff, senior citizens who wandered around the Acme barefaced. When asked about it, William said it was an oversight.
No, I agree with it, but we're fully vaccinated and we're boosted and all that. Actually, we got them in a car, but you know what? I keep forgetting it.
Zadine Spencer is a home health aide who was masked while shopping at Walgreens. She has a message for anyone who either refuses or lets the rule slip their mind while COVID rages across the state.
Think of others. Think of your families. Think of your friends and loved ones. This is just a little bit of something that's going to help everybody.
Carney said he doesn't plan to keep it rolling in place one day longer than necessary. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.